Hey everyone, it's Dr. Bo from Kineticast. Today we have Justin from Curable. Justin is going to talk about some of the products that we utilize in the clinic to help our patients, help our athletes. Justin, thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Dr. Bo, thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so just let's start off with what Curable is, and why don't you tell everyone how Curable got started and what the main focus point of the company is.
Yeah, absolutely. And first, before we get started, I want to say thank you to you and Marissa and your entire team. You guys were one of the first groups to take a shot on us, and I don't forget those kinds of things. And it's been cool getting to know you guys a little bit and how you've supported us. So from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate that. I'll give you just a quick overview of me, I guess. Right, I'm the president of sales here at Curable Premium Health. My wife and I have five beautiful children. We're very blessed. You know, I'm a sports guy. I was a decent athlete. I worked really hard. Yeah. I made myself into being somewhat feasible, I guess. But I always loved working out. I love lifting weights, staying in shape. My love for all that took me down a path of 26 years old. I had a total hip replacement. I had some other injuries. I had a really bad lumbar spine injury that, had consistently gotten worse and worse. And the reason I bring that up is because that took me into this path of what we call regenerative medicine or non-surgical orthopedics. And then that took me into everything from functional medicine to nutrition to all these other modalities that I feel like provide real relief for patients, PT, rehab, movement, all of these things that make a difference in people's lives, okay? And the reason I preface it with that is because when I came to Curable, to be honest with you, I had no desire to join any company that was going to be selling cannabis.
Yeah.
But what I learned real quick is that they were about helping people in a different way, and it was aligned with the kind of channels that I had grew up in for over 10 years, and I could see they really genuinely wanted to help people. And then I learned they had everything set up on the back end to actually make that happen. Okay. So the family history here at Curable, there's two families essentially that have come together. Okay. There was a family from Greece, and they came here maybe 40 years ago. There was a gentleman named Dino. Okay. Dino to this day is still one of the mainstays. His Euro business is one of the mainstays at the Minnesota State Fair. And they've got a number of locations that cover the Twin Cities metro locations, where they basically have the best Euros you can find in Minnesota.
Dino's Euros.
Dino's Euros, okay? They came over. They were literally dirt poor. He was washing dishes. They worked their way up. And he's kind of the story of the American dream, right?
Yeah.
And at one point, his son, Jason, he married a gal that was from this other family. And essentially, they had been a line of their family had been in farming for a long time. Okay, so over 30,000 acres of farm between Wisconsin and Minnesota. And this is a family that cares about the environment, they care about making people healthy. And these two families together make up essentially what is Curable Premium Health. Okay, cool. So in 2018, when hemp became federally legal to distribute or sell in CBD products in the farm bill, they took about 100 acres in one of their farms and they started producing and growing hemp.
Awesome.
They were working with a co-op of farmers all over the country, teaching them how to process hemp, processing hemp for companies all over the country and all over Minnesota. And then essentially the price to process hemp dropped dramatically. And they had to pivot and say, we're going to have to figure out another way in this business. And thus, here we are, the retail side of Curable Premium Health was born.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll tell you now, like, I'm glad you guys did it. I get sent a lot of test products, and I've tried different products. And, you know, like, if I can feel a little bit of change with CBD, because I know that it takes some usage and you need to be using it multiple times, that I felt some difference in the first couple weeks. I know, because I think you even like reached out to me and said, hey Bo, how's the products that we sent over? And I was like, oh, I'm still using them, man, because I wanted to like make sure that I was actually feeling changes that I was feeling, and it wasn't something that was like psychosomatic or anything on that side, because if this truly was a great product, it was something I wanted to bring to the patients, right? So And it was, man. Like, I say, like, I don't mean to say if it was. It is, you know. It's been an awesome product. Yeah. So, like.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you again. Like, it was a hard ride at first. Like, even though I was sending out a lot of product to doctors I knew and to doctors I'd never met before, it was most of the time getting really healthy feedback.
Yeah.
But the reality is you guys got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So you're running a practice. You got employees. You got patients to take care of. You're not waking up in the morning dreaming about CBD, right? So,
unless you've been hurt a lot, Justin, some of us have gotten hurt and we're like, hey, we're the perfect test subject. Bring us a good product. You know what I mean?
100%. And that's how these guys sold me. Like I said, I had a hip replacement at a young age. I have severe lumbar.
You get it. Yep.
I have stenosis on both sides of my spine, pretty significant. And the muscle cream for me made a difference in how I felt every day. And that's why I ended up coming here.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I did Hyrox and my calves were tore up. And I know it's not the injury or like how it helped me with my tendonitis issue that I was dealing with. But I got out of a 6-mile run that was an hour and a half workout and my calves were sore. And I got out of the car 25 minutes later and my calves weren't sore. And it was the weirdest thing for me because I haven't had an effect like that from a topical. That's not like any medicated topical or anything that's going to have a side effect. So
for sure. Yeah. And again, that's the whole backbone here, right? I think it has a lot to do with obviously the back end of the testing and the processing we do and all this stuff that we do to make sure that we provide people and physicians and clinics with a product that is real and legitimate. But for me, that meant so much to me because I've spent 10 years literally traveling around and working with doctors that have these cash-based practice or clinics, or they're a hybrid model and they're trying to bring health in a different way to healthcare. And I like to call it the real core of what health really is. And I know firsthand how hard it is, the investment, the time, the things you go through with your family. And I needed to be sure that what we were giving our doctors was extremely legitimate and it made their lives easier, not more difficult.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we've been able to do so far.
No, and I agree. And I think that even the setup and process for the doc is valuable and it's a good add-in to the facility. So, and it's fair to the patient and the clients because that's what they would pay anyway. So like generally like the setup is, it's kind of how we look at with Kinetic Center where we want the doctors to come here and be taken care of, but also we want the business to be successful too. So, but we want the doctors to feel like, hey, I'm better here than I am over there anyway. So it's a better business setup. But besides that, if I have a patient come to me, you gotta answer one thing for me, Justin. Explain how this is not marijuana. Because every single older patient I have, that's the first question. It's not really, and it's more about generations here. It's not really the patients that are, I would say, 40s and below, but 50s and above generally always have that question immediately.
Yeah, it's the biggest question we deal with out in the, you know, out in the community or wherever we are at every single day almost, right?
Right.
I didn't know these things even before I came here. So this is the best way I explain it to people, right? The cannabis plant family or species is a plant species, okay? So everybody thinks, number one, that when they hear the word cannabis, they associate it with marijuana, okay? That's not necessarily true at all, right? Cannabis produces a hemp plant and it produces a marijuana plant, okay? Everything we do here at Curable right now is 100% derived from hemp,
yep.
Okay? So where it gets confusing to people is there can be small trace amounts within hemp that are still present in regards to the type of cannabinoid profile that plant has.
Yes.
But if you think of it this way, hemp is high in CBD and very, very low in THC, and a marijuana plant, which is completely separate, is very high in THC, and it's very low in CBD usually, okay? So that's the difference. You are not getting, this is not a product that will in any way create a psychoactive response in regards to the CBD products that we have in topicals, or in tinctures or anything else.
And like for the athletes, it's not even going to test because it's not going to test positive for the topicals for sure because it's not even in there, right?
We did that on purpose, right? And I'm really I think I'm really honest about this. There's some benefits to having a full spectrum product, whether it's a cream or a tincture. But at the end of the day, we knew that where the country was at in general and where physicians were at and docs were at with having to answer these questions, there's no way we could get this product in everybody's hands while we still knew it was completely results-driven. Even without small amounts of THC, we knew we had to make it a THC-free formula. And we do that by using what's called the CBD isolate, okay? So we have a full-time chemist. We literally hired him from the company Medtronic. He works for us. He puts the hemp through that entire process himself personally to isolate the CBD isolate away from the rest of the cannabinoids. Okay. Yep. And then we third party verify that with an accredited third party lab that's actually legitimate, who goes back and then puts a certificate of analysis to those findings that we find internally with our chemists. Okay.
Yep.
So we just know that that was a big point of contention, and we fought about that internally. And maybe someday we'll have a full spectrum lotion, but for now we've seen such good results, and we think it's about the combination. It's not just the CBD, it's the analgesics. It's arnica, it's menthol, it's camphor, it's essential oils in combination with all of those things.
Yeah, I've got some of the muscle creams that right here. And like I said, I'm a user. So, but that's what I wanted you to like say, because it's not my words. I can tell people this all day, every day, and I do. But now I can be like, hey, just go watch this podcast that we did together so he can answer your questions, because that's going to save me a lot of time. I don't see any reason why we would have, I mean, there's legalities why we don't have THC and CBD put together, and I understand the carrying agents and the process of everything together and why it would be necessary to have all the molecules. But with where we're at with athletes, my athletes, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter like what the best physiological approach is. It doesn't matter what the best thing is for the body. What matters is that they're not going to lose their scholarship, or they're not going to test positive in some way and get in trouble with whatever they're dealing with in life. So the having something like that where I can tell them this will not test positive and it will help you and it will help decrease inflammation and you will be able to move better, that's the key. And like I think that was a big piece of it. And I think that's the biggest part of the topicals that I like. Generally, yes, I want everywhere to legalize so that we can make products that would help people the best. But as the laws continue to change, this is the best thing that I could possibly have in Texas. Like that's, and I mean that, man. Like that's, I wouldn't use it myself so much, and I wouldn't because of it. You can't like keep having the clinic buy me products all the time. You know what I mean? But I'm serious. Like we're gonna get off subject here for a second. My new favorite product is that bath soak, the recovery soak. This soak that you guys made. This is our last one in the clinic. It took us like 10 to 11 days to get to one because. I mean, people notice the difference of it. My sleep score from my Oura Ring was what I had because I don't sleep very well. After my first soak, besides the achiness and soreness that went away from my workouts, my sleep score was the highest I've ever had. And then the second time I did the soak, my sleep score was the second highest I ever had. So it directly correlated for me to recovery. And it's helping me recover, because when do you recover? So that was a cool thing. Can you talk a little bit about the recovery soak?
Yeah, and thank you for that. Like we're really excited about that product. I mean, it's basically the best of all the worlds of an Epsom salt, CBD, and then some of the essential oils, right? So you're getting some magnesium, but we believe it's kind of the synergistic effects of all of those ingredients together that provide really unique benefits. And again, there are other good companies out there that are selling hemp-derived products, but we know our CBD is really well concentrated. It's taken care of, it's efficient, and it provides real benefits for our patients and for the clinics we work with. So that product specifically for us, like it just, it's been another addition to what we're promoting in regards to health, because you mentioned the sleep, and even the Mayo Clinic recently did a podcast that they had out, and they talked about how CBD is really helping the body being driven into these REM cycles of sleep. Okay, so that combination with our CBD, with the magnesium and everything else in there, It's been absolutely lights out for our athletes and for the docs that are using it with their everyday patients.
Yeah, I mean, the soaks are important. Like, if you're foot, ankle issues, like, we're talking about arthritic problems, and then we can talk about degenerated joints in the feet, and then the numbness, the inflammation, everything that's going on with Morton's neuromas, that stuff should be soaked, and that's just the foot. Imagine what you're going to do for the whole body whenever you're soaking and you do it consistently once a week or a couple times a week. That's the part that I see. I describe it to people as basically like a Epsom salt soak that you've done before, but on steroids. So you go do that, and you're going to actually have a lot more results a lot faster because it's on steroids. That's what you get from it, but legally. That was a really cool product for me, and it helped me a lot. So I don't take a lot of baths. I'm kind of tall. I don't fit in bathtubs, but like... Yeah, so you soak half and half, right? Like, you do the legs and the hips, and then you do the upper body after that with your head like this, with your legs around the bathtub, which is fine, and I wish we had a bigger bathtub, but I still do it because of the, like, my, again, I do HRV rehab, so, like, I teach people how to increase their HRV and make sure that they're under control of that, but my HRV has been in the hundreds consistently too since I've been consistent here. So it's just taking these different parts of health and applying them together versus looking at one thing constantly being the answer. Well, how about reducing systemic inflammation and recovery while you're doing breath rehab to add oxygenation to the tissues and to your brain? But you're also doing stability work, mobility work, getting stronger. You gotta do all these things, and your nutrition better be good. But if you do all these things, then your sleep scores are through the roof. All of a sudden, I'm the best sleeper in the world. My HRV is super high, but I don't think I'm perfect at everything I do. I'm just genuinely looking at multiple aspects of health versus just focusing on one and being the best at one aspect, which how many people do we see do that, right? Where they like, they just do one thing and think it's going to fix everything.
Oh, man, I love that. And this is why I was so interested in you and in your practice, to be honest, is... Your whole 3D movement technology and everything you're describing, I'm not going to be able to say it the way you just said it, but for even me personally, I understand there was a local clinic in here in Minnesota called Williams Integra Care, really great rehab facility. They do primary care, they do regenerative medicine, they do all kinds of stuff, right? But really known for their rehab, even their chiropractic side is rehab focused.
Yeah.
And there was a DC there and their head PT, Brianna. Dominic on the PT side, these people really helped instill something in me that taught me how important that piece was. And I think it's the core of your health, because like you said, if you can't move right, if you can't get those other things under control, and it's the same thing that I say in regards to our topicals. The reason people get into trouble who sell CBD is they try to make these claims that it's the end all be all to all everybody's problems. And you need Dr. Bo still. You need the movement. You need the other modalities. You can't just take one product or supplement and think that all of your issues are going to disappear. It's the wrong message of health that too many companies spit and too many doctors get behind one thing, and it's not the right avenue.
And I think also a problem with it is whenever we tell people to stop moving, because you get someone with an injury or a pain or low back, whatever it is, and they're like, hey, you need to rest. And I'm like, well... If we think about how the lymphatic system, the circulatory systems, and the whole body works, our joints are our mechanical pumps for our systems. So by moving our joints, we're actually pumping our lymphatics, our circulatory systems. We're helping all of this pump back through our body. But if you don't do that, it's just going to sit in that joint. So if I put an awesome product on that's going to help me reduce my inflammation, if I put this on there and I don't move and I don't do things for it, well, how much inflammation am I going to pump out if I'm not using my pumps also in my mechanics? So now if we combine those two things together, now we get these very high, fast, positive results versus all the extra work we have to do. And plus, if I can get someone to a pain-free range of motion, then they can practice that and they can practice it right. It helps them get out of their pain faster. So these products help with the rehab side too. And I have to tell you, my brain jumps really fast. Sorry, man. But we use the MLS laser, and it's a multi-wave laser system, and it shoots two at the same time. It's a robotic laser. It's very, very advanced. It helped me with my meniscus pain. I still don't have meniscus pain. I didn't have the surgery, and it's torn. But whenever we applied the CBD and we did the laser with rehab, I mean, laser results just jumped up through the roof. That was the one I noticed immediate change with. The CBD with the laser and the rehab, all of a sudden patients with like meniscus and all these different areas, they almost cut like a 25% off their time completely just by adding the CBD to it. So it was a really cool thing to see.
That's crazy. I mean, and we're starting, and that's actually, it's crazy that you say that, because what I try to communicate to the docs we work with is, look, I'm not sending you a bottle of cream or roll-on or dry spray, whatever it is, to say that this is, again, the cure-all be-all to all of your patient's pain. But if you can use it alongside one of these other procedures, like you just mentioned, I mean, we're seeing it integrated into laser therapy, into other types of soft wave technology, into biologics. Yep. And it is such a perfect adjunct without interrupting the natural healing response.
Yep.
That it's just, that's where I believe we're going to win in regards to the protocols that doctors develop eventually with this.
Yeah, and I think that what I'm starting to see with like tendonitis and like, and we just talk strictly meniscus tear, because meniscus tear is a common one. We don't have a lot for it that generally is going to get people out of pain when it's an over 50% meniscus tear. But I mean, I've physically been through it, so I can tell you that whenever we did the laser, it was great. It just took me a while to get through it. I'm taking people with meniscus tears and taking them through it with the CBD, and I'm better at rehab than they were. And I'll tell you that right now, because I was trying to get out of an issue, but and they're not doing the rehab like they should, and they're still healing faster. And it's because, and I truly believe it's the combination of the laser with the CBD. And I'm not going to act like I know the physiological approach to what the laser is doing to help the CBD into the joint, but that does seem to be what the primary result is that we're getting. And we know we utilize the laser to treat inside the joint where my hands can't go. And we're also using the salve, the salve that you sent. We use that for our doctors to treat with. So we treat with, we do a CBD treatment for patients. So if there's an inflammatory like process, usually the itises, the tendonitises, then like some, if there's bursitises, whatever we're treating in the area, or chronic inflammation, we recommend using the CBD treatment, and our patients love it. They say they love how it feels afterwards. Generally, they have their product to continue the CBD usage, but they like that approach to applying it directly where they want it and need it too. With the therapy, and I'll tell you now, like treatment with me is not fun. Like any way to make it better is because what people want. So I think genuinely people are like, just do that if it makes it feel any better than what you're doing, you know?
I love it. And again, we're seeing that across the board in different areas, even on the surgery side. Like we just had a great testimonial from Dr. Jeffrey McAllister out of Arizona. And after doing ankle arthroplasties, he's using the product post-surgery.
Yeah.
For the same kinds of reasons, just making the process easier and helping the healing and the tissue get better. The CBD interacts with the endocannabinoid system in our bodies, which has a host of different benefits. Right now, we are just starting to understand what that all means.
Can you talk about that system really quick, just so that people have a better understanding? Because we talk about the nervous system, we talk about fascial systems a lot in here. We talk about a lot of different systems in the body, but the endocannabinoid system is not really talked about. I don't think people understand where the receptors are, and then why it's so helpful for the location of these receptors.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And again, I ask everybody to please remember, I'm a guy that loves this stuff. I do my part to research, to study. We work with a lot of physicians. So I'm taking information that I get and a lot of times learning it from the doctors that we speak with. Okay. But I'm also not a doctor and I'm not a scientist. I'm not a chemist.
No.
Okay. But the reality is that the reason that CBD works efficiently for most people is that our bodies contain this endocannabinoid system. We call it the ECS, okay? There are two main receptors in the brain that most people usually refer to, the CB1 receptors and the CB2 receptors, okay? These receptors in the brain naturally interact with CBD because CBD is what we call a phytocannabinoid or a cannabinoid, okay? So this cannabinoid from a plant interacts with what we call our own endocannabinoid system. Okay, so there's always a correlation already from the start, just in the name. All right, so it's not some magical made up thing that anybody came up with. This is a real system in our bodies. Okay, those receptors have a lot of responsibilities in how they interact with the immune system, other systems in the body, the nervous system.
Yep.
And again, we are just now starting to understand some of the benefits in how CBD or CBG, the other cannabinoids, how they interact with those two receptors specifically, okay? CBD does not directly necessarily attach to either one of those receptors, okay? THC does. That's why you get high, okay? THC binds the receptors, gives you a euphoric or psychoactive feeling. CBD does not, but it interacts with them almost in a way to help prime them in a healthy way, to help them work more, I think efficiently is the best word for it. So whenever we give our body oxygen, whenever we give our body sleep, whenever we give our body nutrition, whenever we give our body the right nutraceuticals, our body works collectively more efficient, right?
Yep.
The endocannabinoid system is responsible for helping the body work more efficiently across the board.
I describe that to people where I say, like, basically you look at a CBD product not to see what you're going to feel, but to feel nothing, and you're looking to get back to equilibrium. If you can get your body back to equilibrium, that's where it's supposed to be, and that's where you don't feel anything. But when you're outside of that, whether it's movement, whether it's chemically, whatever's going on in the body, that's whenever you start to feel symptoms and issues that build up in it. So I just wanted you to say it so it wasn't me saying things and like people just think that I'm like, oh, Bo's got a product that he's just trying to get me to. I'm like, no, take the dang stuff. You know what I mean? Like, just use it. And when they do it, what do? They come back and get more. They use it because it's the best thing we have. Like, I mean, I'm telling you that I've gotten to go through a lot of products, 20 to 30 different products, and y'all were the ones that seemed to have the best results for me specifically, which is why I put it into the clinic in the beginning, and then it's just grown to our other clinic, and now multiple clinics using it. So that for us, it's an easy thing for us to have in, just because it helps our patients. So I think that. Talk about different patient demographics that would benefit from it would be a good thing. And I think that would help people understand, like, well, am I even a good fit for utilizing CBD product regularly? Do you have any, like, specifics? Because I can talk about different patients. Do you have any specifics on different demographics that you see that benefit from it the most?
Yeah, so I really appreciate that question. So here's where I'm going to go with it. I'm going to give the watered-down answer first. And that is, you know, we've seen 17, 18 year old athletes benefit from the products. You wouldn't believe the calls we get every day. Hey, my child, my son or daughter is 4 or 5. They've got this, they've got this, they've got this. We've got to be very careful in those situations, right?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to talk to your own physician. I've got 5 children. I have seen a benefit for my own children at night, giving them a very small dose of like a CBD gummy bear,
yeah.
Right? But at the same time, you know, you can use a CBD topical for anybody who's in pain, you know, 15, 16, 17 years and older, all the way to somebody who's 75, 80 years old, okay? Where I tell, or not tell, where I give docs a recommendation is when you start to see the population in your practice, which unfortunately in America is a lot of your population, who is obese, they're not metabolically healthy. A lot of times these patients are put on medications. And one thing that a lot of people don't know is that CBD, especially in higher concentrations, it can improve the efficiency of certain medications. Okay, so if you're on blood pressure medication, if you're on Coumadin or a blood thinner, that's a problem, obviously, for the people that are listening and don't understand that. You don't want that medication to work too well.
Right.
Okay, so these are things that I try to highlight and say, look, again, this is not coming from a physician, but this is coming from a guy who had a physician tell him this.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what's interesting about CBD, again, is that it pushes the body into this place of trying to be more efficient. Okay. And you referred to it, you know, some docs or scientists would refer to it as homeostasis, right? Yep. Balancing the body. So I guess when you think about young, middle-aged, older patient, anybody who's in pain, we know they can benefit from our topicals. And then you start to get into really the medical field and where testing for cannabis is heading, is taking specific cannabinoids in certain combinations at certain doses.
Yep.
And then pushing that into a clinical trial or study for a patient that has a neurological disorder or a neurodegenerative disease. You know, so we see a lot of things for CBD. People push CBD for Parkinson's. They push it CBG for people that have ADD or other issues that they struggle with, right?
Yeah.
And we're not here to say that we can cure all of these things because we don't clearly clinically know.
Right.
But we know that doctors right now are pushing to study these cannabinoids because they've seen benefit in certain implications for a lot of different things that your patients are struggling with.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say, like, even with how you talk about how it helps with medication and everything, if it's taking you back to equilibrium, then generally whatever would be fighting that medication anyway would be slowly removed. So then that medication would be more efficient. So for me, it's like generally without the human body, inflammation processes are one of the primary things that cause things to not work in us. It causes a lot of pain. We get over-inflamed areas. Inflammation is good and it's nutrients and it's healing. I'm not saying that. But I am saying a chronic inflammation that does hit an area, that's whenever we can start to see some degeneration, arthritic changes. We start to see all these things happen in the body. So if that's happening to a systemic level and you're happening in multiple systems, then taking a CBD would help you reduce something like that. Or, and I'm not just saying inflammation, that's the example I'm using, but that would help you reduce it and then you would be able to get more benefit from it. So my thing and my focus would be, let's try to find these people that maybe are, and this is more me, not you guys, right? But like, let's find these people that are having issues where they're having to take multiple medications or they're having to take these painkillers or take these things, and let's start removing those and let's start replacing movement pattern with rehab with different therapies they do for themselves and CBD. So now we're not on medications and we're not on things that cause physiological changes and chemical changes in the body, and we're not creating more side effects. So I would much rather find these patients that are having these issues, and even surgery. I'm not saying all surgery is preventable, but one of my jobs here on this earth is to help people that can avoid a surgery, avoid their surgery. Because if you can, you should. No matter what, don't cut through that tissue. But do your best to do it. And not everybody can, and that's okay. Like, we have surgeons for a reason, and we have surgery for a reason. But it's all about finding everybody's place in this and finding about how everything works cohesively and as a unit. And like you said, you know good docs. When you know good docs, that's the key, because we have a lot of docs that'll be like, hey, I'm a surgeon, but I don't want to cut this because I think you can avoid it. I know it's torn. I know it's this. I know it's that. That's fine. But I think you can make it without. But we also know the other doc that's, hey, I know this it may not be torn, but something's causing it. We should open it up and do an exploratory surgery to see what's going on. And that is not the case and answer, and we do see that too much. So for me, finding these patients and, like, let's use CBD to reduce the amount of medication, and let's make lifestyle choices with nutrition and exercise and sunlight and sleep to actually start to make a change in your body chemistry so you can readapt back to homeostasis. Because the one thing we forget about the human body is we adapt to stresses, positive and negative. We're constantly adapting to stresses. And if you apply positive stresses, you will adapt positively. But if you apply negative stresses, which can just be sitting, if you apply negative stresses, you will adapt negatively. We are never staying the same. We're either getting better or worse. We're on a continuum that moves. So we need to try to find these things that help us move in a positive forward manner. And I truly believe you guys are that. And I think that any surgeon and any doctor and anybody that's working with y'all, PT, chiro, doesn't matter, they're going to be helping their patients and they're going to notice, like, hey, they don't need as much medication because it doesn't require as much to battle through what it has to battle through to even get to its benefit.
Man, I love that. I honestly, you have no idea how much I love that. The reason we changed our name to Curable Premium Health is because of everything you just said. It's not because we think we're going to have a million different products and sell all these different, you know, supplements or anything like that necessarily. It's we believe in what you just said. It's my core belief. Going back to the meniscal tear, I have been the guy on the phone that has taken over 3,000 patient phone calls. And I don't know how many of them where patients come and they have a meniscal tear and they say, well, no, the doctor's going to clean it up. You know, they're going to do a quick cleanup. Your rate of arthritis accelerates, your potential chance for a replacement increases dramatically. And yep. Again, it doesn't mean that in some cases, if you've got a bucket handle tear or a tear that's too big or something's preventing you from going up and down the stairs, it doesn't mean that you don't necessarily ever need surgery. It means that we can prevent a large number of those cases. Why? Because if you simply lose weight, we automatically know that the amount of load on your joints reduces dramatically, and for most people it reduces inflammation and you feel better and can do more.
How can you control that movement pattern if you have an extra 100 pounds on top of it? People that don't have the extra 100 pounds can't control the movement. You know what I mean?
And not only that, when you have all that weight, you can't think the right way. Yeah. Your dopamine, all the reward centers, everything in your body is being hijacked constantly. Yeah. Exactly what you're saying. The body's moving positive forward, back and forth. We had a doctor early on who came to me, really well-known doc, does a great job, and he's like, well, this is what drives me crazy about healthcare. He said, well, you're going to sell it to chiropractors? I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe it because what you just said is exactly, in my opinion, how physicians or doctors should be thinking about how to get people healthy, getting to the root cause, the core. It's not about a title. It's not about a degree. Of course, if you want to do surgery, you have to be a surgeon. Yep. Of course, you guys had to go to school and study the body physiologically in a number of different ways to be who you are. But that doesn't mean that you would apply the core beliefs that you just said, and that's what really gets people healthier.
Yeah, and honestly, I think like identifying every individual cause, right? Like everybody's got their own causation to things. Like, again, when you have someone that's hammer and nail and you're the hammer, everything's a nail, it's like, that's what I'm going to recommend for you. But when you're looking at a human and a patient a different way, I work with some MDs in the Dallas area, and they're internists and they became concierge. They've been practicing for a long time, very high level. And they actually refer to us now. And they refer here because we're baselining on the individual and we're looking at what's going on with the individual every time. And we have no idea what we're going to do with that person, even though we read all of their new patient paperwork and their history. Like, we don't know what we're going to do because we still don't know how they move. We haven't run our exams and tests and everything. We have to decide then. And the point is that you have people that have already decided. Like, oh, that's a meniscus on my schedule. I know exactly what I'm going to do. And that's what it's going to be. And that's not it. Because what if that's an inflamed meniscus? Yeah, there's a tear there, but what if it's inflamed because they constantly have a valgus knee collapse and every time they walk, it collapses? And if you just taught them how to not valgus collapse, all of a sudden their pain is gone. Is their tear gone? No. Does their tear hurt? No. Do they care? No. They don't care. Like that's the human body. It's just once we've done something too many times in the same way, you have to make a change. But that process of change is very difficult. So like just trying to say like, hey, you're not going to valgus collapse your knee because you're valgus collapsing your knee. Go ahead, just walk without it, right? Like, don't do that. Well, that's not going to happen. People are going to struggle. They're going to do rehab and it's going to hurt and they're not going to want to do the rehab because it hurts. Well, now enter CBD product that helps reduce the pain during rehab. Well, now we have more rehab getting done, which means now the reps, which everyone thinks I'm giving them strength all the time. Everyone thinks that the exercises, like the rehab, that's whether it's bands, kettlebells, movement, whatever it is, they think it's strength. It's neurology. What they're trying to do is learn to fire the same nerve pathway and open up these nerve receptors so that they can fire this subconsciously. You have to learn to be able to do it conscious, then you have to consciously do it, and then after you've been consciously doing it, you'll start to see the subconscious taking over if you're continuing to practice it. But the problem is how many people get to that point where like, hey, I'm out of pain, and then they stop doing their rehab, and then all of a sudden, the inside of my knee hurts again, and oh, I've got a meniscus tear. I'm like, no, you just never, like, you never did the last part. You just got rid of the pain. And that's why I like the CBD product for, because we can reduce the pain a bit. So they're like, now the pain's down and they're showing me the movement on my system. And they're like, I feel so much better. And I look at them like, well, you're not, because you still can't control it. You still have a huge tilt and rotation and you're still collapsing over this path. So yeah, you feel better right now, but you're going to hurt again in a month, 2 months, if you keep moving this way. You have to do your rehab, you have to make the changes, and you have to try to make your changes for your future. So like that's how I utilize the product. I just kind of gave an example of it. But like I'll measure to show the dysfunction still present even if the symptom is removed with what we do for symptoms.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I look at it like this. I'm not going to even try to explain it that well. This is the way I think about it, like in regards to making a correlation between anything in life and then these decisions you make to truly get healthier or get stronger or whatever it is. Nothing in this world, nothing in this life happens quickly. Meaning you always, the best things in your life, the relationships with your wife, your spouse, your family, your children, your career, whatever it is, these foundations take significant time, energy, and work to build them. The number one thing that most patients overlook when they walk into an office is they want you to fix me and they want you to do it quickly. And that's the reason why so many people walk in every day, and there's however many thousands of cortisone injections given every day in the United States.
Yep.
We're just going to cover up the pain. You tell somebody that cortisone can have a negative effect on their body in a different way.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Five times.
It's going to accelerate your arthritis. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for your blood sugar. What do you want me to continue going? Now, if you get a one or two cortisone injections potentially within a year to a couple years, and that was really your mode of trying to get somewhere, and you don't have money to pay for something, fine. But at the end of the day, that is a Band-Aid. That is not a real solution, and there is nothing real about the longevity in that.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Again, with a CBD product, like, what you're doing is you're helping the body move inflammation properly, right? Like, that's what you're doing with it. So the body is physiologically doing something better, which is what you want to train the body to do. That's what rehab is anyway. So if you're thinking that way, and you're now getting all of the systems to function a little bit better. But yeah, like you're saying with these shots, just so people know that, like, after five shots in 1 year, it's proven to have soft tissue changes. So that's whenever the degeneration of these soft tissues, like ligaments and tendons or whatever it is in the area, like low back injections, you get five of those in 1 year. Well, think, ligaments hold your spine in place.
Yeah.
So of course you have hypermobility now of one joint segment. Like, it blows my mind when I see, like, oh, I had a disc injury afterwards. I'm like, that's hypermobility. If your spine is moving too much, it causes the disc in the middle to move. Now, I know there's loading, injury, and mechanisms that way, but when we see these hip issues and we see these low back issues that are chronic and going, it's like, I don't have mobility issues. My low back is tight. Your muscles are tight because your spine is unstable, so the muscles around the spine lock down and hold on while your instability grows. And then we see that the joints move, and then we see that the disc moves inside it, and we see that for 25 years, what does the spine look like after that? Now we take an image of the spine, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we have a degenerative or arthritic lumbar spine. Well, yeah, I mean, definitely it's changed. They've had no stability for 25 years. But then you teach them how to stabilize, and you teach them how to tune down those muscles, and all of a sudden their pain of this constant 7 their whole life is now down to 3. And then you add these products, and you're doing these things, now you get them down to a 0. And they know that they need to maintain, because spinal stability takes a long time to restabilize. You have to keep that rehab up, but your symptoms don't have to be there, because it's truly the spinal stability creating your pain symptom. That's because it's moving. That's adding more inflammation, creating your pain in your joints and your tissues. But if you stabilize it, everything gets to calm down, pain goes down, and you're not looking at a cage that you're going to put on two vertebrae to make sure those joints don't move anymore. So for me, when I see the injections for pain, I'm like, pain is not a bad thing all the time. Pain is a sensory that you need to have. If you put your hand on a hot stove and you don't feel it, it's going to burn away. If you can feel it, you'll take it off and you'll still be able to use that hand in the future. Your brain's telling you to do something for it. So we need to have things that help us physiologically heal it up. So, I mean, Justin, man, thank you for coming on. We were thinking about like 20 minutes, but I think we went way over with that. We appreciate the information.
Yeah, Dr. Bull, thank you so much. And just to close, like, everything you just said there again, this was such a cool conversation for me, because it reinforces why I do what I do. And I appreciate what you're saying so much. Like, the reason I fell in love with regenerative medicine is because the doctors who were practicing the application of biologics to patients, they believed in what you just said. So instead of just injecting into the knee joint, intra-articular, they inject all the stabilizer ligaments in the other areas, because they understood exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
So the thought process in medicine is changing. When we have enough providers, enough doctors think the way you're talking about,
yes,
we can make a real change in people's life. So it's been a pleasure for me. Honestly, I cannot, and I'm going to say it one more time, I cannot thank you enough and what it means to me. I took this path, and it was unconventional.
Yeah.
I came home, my wife thought I was absolutely nuts. She said, you're going to go sell cannabis across the country? And I said, listen, this is a little bit different. But I was after working with clinics like you're describing, man. And it means a ton to me because I think we're going to be around a long time. And I just appreciate your support and for having me on today.
Of course. I think you'll be around a long time just like us. And I think that what you're doing for people is the point. As long as you're doing the right thing for others, it's what's going to keep you moving. Your focus can't be yourself, right? If your focus is yourself, then you're going to fail. But if you're focused on the others that you're helping and you continue to help others, you'll get more to help and more people will need help and more people want help. So you get to help them. So, man,
awesome.
I can't wait to come visit the farm. I'm still holding you to that. You told me that, I think, on Instagram like a year, I don't know how long ago it was. But I'm coming and I'm going to go check this place out. Like, I'm excited.
That's the vision. We want to have all our physicians come and come and see what we see, and that's what sold me, honestly. And when you come, I think we're gonna have a great time, and it'll be something I'm definitely looking forward to, and it's gonna happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Justin. Thank you again. And again, everybody, reach out to me, or you can reach out to Curable itself if you want to look more into the products and practitioners. It's a really, really good add to your facility. It helps your results with your patients. Your patients have a clean, strong medical product to use. And you are going to have a little bit of an input and benefit to your business on the clinical side. So thanks, Justin. Well, thank you for all the information, man.
Dr. Bo, have a great rest of the day. Thank you.